Well, GWS, I'm looking forward to seeing them go to the next level. They had their best season last year. They won six. And I don't think there's any doubt they'll be a force in the next few years. Their coach now, Leon Cameron, hopes that's the case. G'day, Leon.
G'day, Jerry, Michael. How's things?
Yeah, very well, mate. Pre-season has started.
Yeah, we kicked off last Wednesday. Our first of 4 year players resumed last Wednesday, and our other guys resume next Monday.
Every year is important, Leon, but I imagine next year you want to be taken as a rigid, legitimate force.
Yeah, you're right, Jerry, absolutely. I mean, we come into our fourth year in our existence. We had some improvement last year with our six wins. And we've had a really, really productive training period in adding Ryan Griffin and Joel Patzel, two A-grade players from other sides to our big club over the trade period. So we look forward to our fourth year and the expectations are rising.
And Leon, the pre-season, your second year in charge of the team, are you upping the ante?
Yes, we are. I mean, look, a lot of our guys, as they've gone on year by year, are now capable of having probably their hardest pre-season to date. Last year was pretty significant, but this year we feel as though we can take another step in terms of just building a little bit more strength and power and also obviously that fitness base so we can actually last our games longer. And we did that pretty well this year, but we're looking to go up to another level next year.
How significant is the loss of Tom Boyd? And I only say that, Leon, because it's terrific that you get the help with the draft and these great superstar young kids, but you've really got to hang on to them long term, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, a lot of our players have re-signed. A lot of our young kids that have re-signed over the years that have come up to our footy club. But I mean, losing Tom Boyd, it's disappointing. I mean, you don't like to lose any. I'd love to hold on to everyone that come up to our footy club. But the facts are that you've got to recycle three or four players every year. And but to get Ryan Griffin and Joel Papel, as I stated before, some A grade players from the Bulldogs and the Brisbane Lions, and for them to choose to come to our footy club shows we're heading in the right direction. And we wish Tom all the best, but. We've got a lot of young key forwards that are coming through, and Jeremy Cameron and Sam Stewart and Adam Tomlinson, and we really look forward to see what they can do.
Yeah, and how the draft, November 27, how crucial is that?
Well, it's crucial for every club. I mean, obviously for us, because we've built our entire list basically through the draft. But we go to the draft on top of a great trade period with picks 4, 6 and 7. I mean, three picks in the top 10 is just outstanding, and we can add some more talent to our list, and we're looking forward to doing that late November.
What sort of pattern do you follow, mate? Do you follow the pattern of the Gold Coast Suns? Yeah, they were like a year ahead of you guys. Do you try and emulate what they achieve every year?
Oh, look, I mean, both clubs, obviously, two new clubs, one's ahead of the other in terms of years. Both have had to go to the draft. They've probably had some more mature players in the start-up of the year of their infant stage, where we probably went to the draft a couple more times than them. But in terms of actually following them, I just think two clubs are different. And we look forward to them. We play Gold Coast twice this year, which is fantastic, and two young, exciting clubs playing against each other. So, look, I mean, we've got to create our own history. And it's hard enough, obviously, knocking off any other club in the AFL, let alone just worrying about the Gold Coast.
Mate, there was like 25 pages while we were in Melbourne for the Cup, Leon, when the draw came out. how would you sum up the draw?
For us, I mean, firstly, two parts to the draw, Terry, is that the NAB Cup kicks off sort of late February, and we play out of Blacktown against the Gold Coast, which is terrific. Then we play Friday night footy for the first time at Spotless Stadium against Essendon, and then we play the Swans down in Canberra. So our actual pre-season competition is great for our fans, and also the sides we play are just quality. But the home and away season is we're really wrapped with it. We've got some really good time slots, and we feel as though our members and our fans are going to look forward to a really successful 2015.
Good on you, Leon. The news has beaten us, mate, but make sure you flog those guys and get them super fit.
Good on you, guys. Thanks for your support.